T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We have Krista Salvatore and Jason Jensen, who before today never met each other. And we're going to explain why that is an incredible thing. First of all, thank you very much for joining us on KMOX. I know that every day for you is probably a very special day moving forward after 9/11. Both of you were not only in Tower 2 together, both of you were not only interviewing with Morgan Stanley, but both of you were there at the same time when the second plane hit on the terror attacks of 9/11. Krista, what do you remember from that moment?
You know, I remember at the time we'd heard bits and pieces of information on our way down. We just took the stairs as fast as we could. And I remember being worried about my dad. He was an American Airlines pilot, so I wanted to make sure he was okay. At the time, I convinced myself that was his plane, so I was kind of preoccupied in my mind, just making sure he was okay. And then the other thing that really sticks out is, seeing the firefighters and police officers rushing into the building with that look of determination on their face.
Jason, what about you?
Well, being on the 61st floor, it was during a break, so a lot of people were already going downstairs. I stayed up to view, the view was just incredible. And when the first plane hit, to see the facade, the explosion and the ticker tape parade was, quite alarming. And I had no idea that it was a plane, but I know that it was not. It was something that was obviously not right. And I was determined to get out of the room and get down to a lower level. But they had basically said, we need to stay where we are. No panic. We got to keep everybody in line. And I just had an uneasy feeling. And I eventually just said, we've got to go. We've got to get out of here. So I proceeded to the stairwell, and I got to about the 48th floor, and then they said, we really need everybody to either stay where they are or return to the to their offices, respectively. And I just kept going. Well, on right at 44, which is a common level, that's when the plane hit and just rocked us all the way to the ground, and then it was complete chaos trying to get into the stairwell, which was, as you can tell, it was extremely hot. It was very crowded. You basically would fend for yourself just trying to get down, and it wasn't really coordinated from my perspective until about the 20th or 25th floor. It was fend for yourself and just get down. Once we got it a little more in line with, coordination, people telling you when to go, when to stop, it made it more, it was more, as I said, more coordinated, but you still had to get beyond the ground level because you couldn't get out of certain areas in the building. And then once we got down to about, I think, two floors below, they had to take us into this basement area and then up a broken escalator, got outside, got to a broken wall, and started running, and that's when you see the debris and bodies on the ground, and you just run, which I'd look back, and I'll never forget, they tell you run and don't look up, and what do? You turn around, you look up, and you're trying to use your phone, which is the wrong thing to do, but it's human nature. And then eventually I just kept running because I thought it would be a domino effect and not more of an implosion of the buildings.
Krista, what do you remember about the stairwell and leaving the building?
So I was on the 24th floor when it hit our building. It's a very similar experience. Everybody fell. The impact shook the building so violently. The lights went out. The emergency lights came on and felt instantaneously that the stairwell filled with smoke. Mm-hmm. And it was at that point, I truly did not think I was getting out. I mean, you knew it wasn't an accident anymore, and it was very, very serious.
And when you did make it out, what did you do?
Same thing. So when I got to the basement, you could see light, and so I just wanted to go out of the building, but they wouldn't let us out that exit because there were falling debris. There were people making the decision to jump, and so we had to go underneath the underground mall and go to the main exit. And same thing. They said the first thing they say is don't look up. So that's just instinct. You're going to look up. And, it slowed people down because it was just horror. Mm-hmm. I mean, you were frozen. When you looked up, it was just, I'd never seen anything like that before. And I just really hope that nobody ever has to see that again because it was terrible. And I just remember I was going as fast as my feet would go. The whole way down, I was wearing probably 3-4-inch heels and just never even had time to kick my shoes off. Ran all the way back to the hotel with my shoes still on and just wanted to just get to safety.
Reached out to family members, friends, as many people as you could, and it was hard to do that.
I didn't actually get a hold of my family members, my parents, until probably around 12:30 or 1 to let them know that I was okay. They had finally shut the TV off and had reached out to church and made the assumption that I was gone. So,
Jason, how about yourself?
I was fortunate enough to get one call. My mother worked for the Collinsville Police, and I called. She was working. She wasn't working that morning because she was watching television, but I got in touch with the dispatcher and said, please and get a hold of, this is Jason Jensen. I need to speak with my mother immediately. And they said, who is this? And I said, it's Jason Jensen. We were just bombed. Again, I still had no clue that there were planes. And they said, well, she's at home. She's worried. She's watching. Where are you? Well, it's about a minute and 10 seconds, and you can hear as I'm running through the streets. I guess the ladder companies and a lot of the police departments were just getting in. It was kind of a confluence of first responders trying to get to one area. And you can hear as it gets louder, louder, and louder. And then the building falls, and you hear it. It's just like a flat line, and you hear the dispatcher say, oh, boy. And so my mother calls and says, oh, my gosh, the building just fell. And she says to my mother, yeah, I know we were talking with Jason. We lost him. So my mother naturally thought that I had passed, and it was about 4 hours before I think I was able to get in touch with her because how everything was just shut down. The grid, I guess, just failed.
I can't even begin to imagine what that week, month, next year, couple of years was like for you. How has your life changed, Krista?
I mean, I really think about it every day. I had a hard time adjusting afterwards. I had a lot of survivor guilt because I was 22 and I had an apartment and a dog. And I didn't have a family. I didn't really have a career. I didn't have husband, wife, kids, anything. And so I had a hard time understanding why I was okay and other people weren't. It probably really wasn't until I had kids of my own that I was able to process it a little bit more and just be really thankful every day, that I'm okay and that my kids wouldn't be here if I wasn't here.
Mine was, as she said, the survivor guilt was really hard for me. And I'm sure she experiences. People would say to me, God's got a special, place. It's special for you. And I really suffered with that because I thought, why was I so much better than the people jumping from 100 floors? And it took about 2 years where I finally had that breaking point. And I met with a pastor, and he basically explained to me in so many words that make the best of what you have. And, you won't do, you will not have done wrong, by what happened. And you will not have the guilt that you are living with today. And it really did over about 10 years. It took about that long to really, get over it. Now, one of the things that I don't do today is I don't watch television the night before because of all the images. And I try to stay away from it during that time in the day if I can. So
you have spent September 11th here at Busch Stadium. You're wearing a Cardinals jersey. You have your Cardinals t-shirt on there, Krista. And how did this happen? How did the Cardinals get you two together? Were you stunned?
Yeah, to say the least. Yeah, it was shocking. When I found out that there was another survivor, and I thought, oh, wow, that's just really odd. But then I meet with her, and I said, on 61st floor, she said, oh, my gosh, I was there too. And I named the speaker, and she said, yes. And I was like, oh, what are the odds?
Right.
She's from Tampa, correct?
Yeah.
From Tampa. And
yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, just striking. It was just shocking.
So I had that right. You both were in the same Morgan Stanley interview, basically?
Well, it's not an interview. It was actually, we were doing what they call the cultural immersion type program.
Right.
And I had come from another brokerage firm, so that's how you got to really understand the culture with the company, and that's what we were doing. So we were there from different parts of the country.
Have we exchanged contact information yet?
Well, we definitely might have to. That's one of the things that's just, again, it was just so shocking.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it's incredible to have you here, and it is and thank you for sharing your story, both of you.
Thank you.
And
thank
I know that that the Cardinals are very proud to have you here. We're proud to have you on KMOX on what is a very difficult day. Both of you are very special to the entire group in this room. I know that, but now also with Cardinal Nation. And we thank you very much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Chris DeSalvatore and Jason Jensen. I'm Tom Ackerman. We'll take a quick timeout. Be back in a moment on KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.